Watch out for people that nobody likes. Watch out for people that have been locked out of the clique and locked out of the group and locked out of the club. Watch out for people that are misfit, misplaced people. I know they got some problems, but when they get their problems worked out, God is going to do amazing things in their life. Are there any people in the room? I want to talk to some people in the room that have never been able to fit nowhere at no time with nobody. No matter what you did, no matter what you wore, no matter how you changed yourself, you still didn't fit. And you had to learn how to be cool with being a misfit. A short tax collector. He cannot reap the benefits of the camaraderie that comes along with being the oppressed. Nor can he have the fraternity of being the oppressor. In other words, he can't go to the country club and he's not accepted at the barbershop. And he was short. Any short people in the room? Vertically challenged people. The truth of the matter is everybody should have put their hand up. Because the Bible said, all have sinned and come. Yeah. All have sinned. All have sinned. Rich folks, poor folks, well-dressed folk, white folks, black folk, brown folk, Canadian folk, American folk, Nigerian folk, Bohemian folk, all have sinned and come short, and he was short. I want to talk to some people who can admit I come up short. I come up short as a Christian. I come up short as a preacher. I come up short as a mother. I come up short as a father. I come up short in my life. I come up short as a professional, and I'm doing the best I can with what I got, because every day I gotta deal with the fact that I am. I had to fight harder because I was short. I had to fight longer because I was short. I had to do what I had to do to compensate. To compensate for the nagging, gnawing reality that I am short. I'm married, but I'm short. I'm gonna mess with you a little bit. I'm a mother, but I'm short. And I deal with the guilt of being short. And I have a dream, and I have a goal, and I have a vision, but I'm short. And the worst part about being short is, I thought maybe if I wear these heels, or maybe if I stood up on a step ladder, or maybe if I climb up on a rooftop, or maybe if I climb up a tree, maybe you won't notice that I'm short, because we spend our lives trying to hide our vulnerabilities. So he was short. So he was rich. There is a correlation between short and rich. If I don't excel at this, at least I excel at that. Or y'all ain't gonna help me. See, I'm trying to tell you that so oftentimes what drives you to be the most successful is the terror of being short. I'm trying to tell you what makes us need to compensate for our inadequacies is the awareness that if you saw who I really was, you wouldn't like me. And so I bought all of this stuff so you wouldn't see. That I'm short. Now I have to live with the contradiction of I'm powerful, but I'm short. I'm connected, but I'm short. I'm wealthy, but I'm short. And I can't make either truth go away. I can't stop being rich and powerful, and I can't stop being short. Can I talk to some people this morning that are living with contradictions that you can't talk to anybody about, because deep down on the inside, they talk about how great you are, but you go home with how short. Come on, where are my short people? Make some noise. Where are my short people? 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 Make some noise. I want to talk to some short people. You might be 7'2", but you're still short. You might be 6'8", but you're still short. You may have more degrees than a thermometer, but you're still short. In fact, that may be why you got the degree. Because if I get enough degrees, maybe you won't see. Oh, y'all don't want to talk to me. Let me quit. Maybe you won't see. Where are my real people at? I want some real people. I need about 3,000 real people that'll take 30 seconds and praise him in spite of your shortness. Yeah, yeah, yeah. They can come out of the choir. They can come out of the musicians. They can come out the back. They can come out of security. But I need about 3,000 people who knew the odds were against them. And in spite of your shortness, God bless you to make it anyway. Make some noise in this place. People that can't clap about being short, you just proved how short you are. Because your ego won't allow you to even admit in a church that you are short. But your wife knows it, your children know it, your best friend knows it, and you're just a liar trying to act like you're not short. So I'm gonna give you a repentance moment. All the short people, give God a praise right now. Yeah, fist bump three people and tell them I come up short. 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 I come up short at the bank. I come up short with compassion. I come up short with empathy. I come up short with patience. I come up short with longevity. I come up short with loyalty. Somewhere in my life, I come up short. So I dress up more. So I stand up more. So I bought me a boat. So I got me a gun. So I try to be more distinguished. So I try to be more intellectual, because I don't want you to see that I'm short. And the Bible has told on me that all have sinned and come short. I wish I'd have known it was all of us. I thought it was just me. And as long as I thought it was just me, I kind of hated me. And I prayed to be like you. And then I met you and found out you short too. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Come on, come on, come on. I met you and found out you short too. And finding out you were short too is what helped me with me. Because as I found out how short you were, I found out I wasn't as weird as I thought I was. Maybe there is no such thing as normal. Maybe we're on the Wizard of Oz, and we off to see the wizard, the wonderful Wizard of Oz. Because all of us are. I'm tired of counseling husbands and wives who always want to tell me how short their spouse is and never admit that you're short too. You are proficient at measuring the wrong person. Take out your yardstick and measure yourself. You short too. That's why y'all got together. Y'all two short people. Two messed up crazy people. Two radical people. I saw something on the TV the other day. They said one of you is an introvert and quiet, and the other one is crazy. Which one are you? Are you the crazy one or the quiet one? One way or the other, we come up. He was short. He had a wicked job. He was sociologically deprived. He was no doubt psychologically introverted. He's wrestling with who he is, but he had. Look at him, tell somebody and tell him I heard something. I know you don't want nobody to know you're a gossiper, but everybody in here gossips a little bit. Tell them I heard something, I heard something. I heard it through the grapevine. I heard that Jesus was passing by. Watch this. Your shambo. Glory to God. Watch this. This road he's on. It's the Jesus road. It's leading to Jerusalem. And it has a traffic flow. And he decides, I may be short, and I may be rejected, and I may be ostracized, but I'm gonna get in the flow. Somebody in this room, you're still not perfect. You're still wrestling with stuff. You're still trying to figure it out, but at least you're on the right road. Come on, come on. Give him a praise if you're on the right road. I'm on the right road. I'm on the right road. I may be short, but I ain't deaf. I may be short, but I heard Jesus was passing by. And if I can find the right spot, I need a spot. I need a spot, y'all. I'm trying to find a spot where shortness don't matter. That's why worship has become so popular in the modern church today, because nobody measures the height of the worshiper. You can be high, you can be low, you can be rich, you can be poor, but if you open your mouth and start praising God, nobody measures the height of the worshiper. And that's why when we say worship, you get all kind of people worship. People who've been fasting, people who've been praying, people who've been partying, people who've been getting along, people who hadn't been getting along can get sucked up into worship, because worship makes up the difference between where I want to be and where I am. Give me 30 seconds of worship. Come on. I understand. Some of y'all can't worship because you're too dignified, and that's okay. Go ahead and be dignified. But see, when you're short, you get bullied. But when you worship, you get help. For the Bible said that the angels of the Lord encamp about them that fear him. And if you're feeling kind of short this morning, you need to open your mouth and give God some praise until the angels come and stand by your side. Yeah, I'm short, but I can praise him. I'm short, but I can clap my hands. I'm short, but I can lift him up. I'm not there yet, but I can give God the glory. I haven't accomplished everything, but I still know how to praise him. I count not myself as apprehended, but I still give him the glory. Don't let the suit fool you. I will break out in a praise. Don't let the hairdo fool you. I will praise the Lord. In fact, I got to praise him because I know I'm short. And if I don't praise him, I can't get high enough to be recognized. But when I begin to give God the praise, I start standing up tall. Somebody stand up tall and give him a crazy praise. Something is happening to you just because you're in the flow. Just because you're in the flow. Just because you're on the right road. Just because you're in the right direction. Just because Jesus is coming your way. Can I tell you to tell somebody Jesus is coming your way? You may not see him right now, but he's coming your way. He's headed in your direction. He's coming up your street. He's coming into your circumstance. He's coming into your situation. He's coming into your circumstance. He's coming into your dilemma. If you just stand still and wait on the Lord, somebody spin around. Jesus is coming your way. He's coming into your storm. He's coming into your pain. He's coming into your shortness. He's coming into your crisis. Oh, here he comes. He's the devil eater. Oh, here he comes. He's the devil eater. Oh, here he comes. I got a prophetic word for somebody. Oh, here he comes. You've been trying to fight this by yourself, but here he comes.